Again, I'm Bill DeSmet. This is my homily, Where's the Love? A Personal View. For the youngest of five boys, growing up was tough. Without any sisters, as a young boy, I got the love from my parents, especially my mom. I know they were trying one last time to get a daughter, but I came along. Another boy. As I grew up, we were close to my cousins. Their family was four boys and four girls. I was able to get the female love I was looking for growing up with my cousins. In grade school, I was never one of the guys that didn't like girls. Not having a sister, I found love by being friends with the girls. I didn't think about cooties or any of that stuff. Didn't mean anything to me. High school is when I started dating. And yes, like any young man will tell you, I found love, but also heartbreak. After high school, I found love in the very close-knit group of friends I had. We'd go skiing, backpacking, boating, and traveling together. I'm still friends with some of them today. In my 30s, I found the love in several long relationships with the women I was dating. I was raised Catholic, but stopped going to church when I was 19. A friend in one of my rock bands told me all about Unitarian Universalism. I was very interested. You probably heard this story before. I got out a phone book. What did I find? Star King. My first visit was Mark Beltini's 15th anniversary. The love coming out of this Star King church that day was bursting at the seams. 6 months later, in 1996, I met Ruth Holtman. I found love in our 2 years as friends. When the relationships we were both in ended, a week later, I asked her out for a date. A year later, we got engaged at this church. It was a big party, and it was her birthday. And we got a big hug by 30 or 40 people when we came in and said, we're engaged. A year later, after that, we got married right here at this church. I found a lifelong love that day. God, I never thought this would happen to me. I lost my parents before Ruth and I got married. I discovered love in Ruth's family and the way they accepted me and took me in. Next year will be Ruth and mine's 20th anniversary at this church. This church has given us 20 years of love, great friendships, and great services every Sunday. We have been on many committees. That's how we give the love back to this church. I look forward to my future with the love of my wife, the love of my friends, and the love of this church. Blessed be.
So good morning. My name is Sarah Raymond, or Sarah Raymond Wagner. I answer to all three. And that has a lot to do with love, I gotta say. And when Ruth asked me about, I feel like a month or 6 weeks ago or so, to do this and participate today, she said, it's going to be about Where is the Love? You know, like the Black Eyed Peas song. I'm like, well, I've never heard that song. So I finally looked up the song yesterday. and I read the lyrics. And I don't know if any of you are all familiar with that song. But I found it a little kind of sad and cynical. The lyrics are, you know, remarking on people really hating on each other and just like, where did all the love go? Is it gone? and I was thinking, man, that's a really sad way to look at the world. And I started thinking, hey, what can I say to everyone at Star King in that vein, you know, about love? You know, where is it? Because I really, call me a Pollyanna, but I really think it's everywhere. So this morning, when I still didn't know what I was going to say to you guys, song came to my mind that I think is a good counterpoint to the Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love? And it's a song by a songwriter. I hope I don't ruin his name. I think it's John Paul Jones. It's either John Paul Jones or John Paul Young. I think it's John Paul Young. Tom Jones has covered it. And if you are a fan of the excellent Australian Baz Luhrmann movie Strictly Ballroom, you'll know this song as well. It's called Love Is in the Air. And Strictly Ballroom, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is really a love story. It's a dance movie, ballroom dance movie. And in this story, there's a lot of interpersonal drama, and there are a lot of fights, and there are a lot of relationships that fall apart. But in the end, the two main characters who, against all odds, have come together to win this competition, and they don't think they're going to make it to the competition, and you all think, watching it, they're not going to make it to this competition. They get there, and they bring the house down with this amazing number at the end, and it's done to this song. And by the end of this, end of the dance, everyone else is dancing. Everyone's dancing. There are sequins flying, feathers flying. It's fantastic. So if you haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry for the spoiler, but go out and watch some Strictly Ballroom. It's fantastic. It'll make you feel fantastic. And I thought I would just sing that song for you today. And I apologize in advance because I just taught myself the chords this morning. So... So it might be a little messy, but it's with love. It's from my heart, and this is my gift of love to you. All right, okay. That's not right. Love is in the air everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. I don't know if I'm being foolish. I don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of a tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I am just dreaming, and I don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air, in the rising of the sun. Love is in the air when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're an illusion. I don't know if I see the truth. But you're something that I can believe in. And you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air everywhere. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, and I don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the, oop, this is where I go wrong. Love is in the air.
This band that I'm Ruth Dismit, the band that's playing this is by the Black Eyed Peas. This is a big best-selling hit of 2005 in the whole world. In the song, they ask the question, where is the love? In the song itself, they ask for guidance from above. It's the kind of love and guidance that has been shown to all of us. It is real, and it's from the growing cry of all people from all walks of life, noticing the good and bad, the futility and horror of life, maybe individually or globally and together. Now in 2015, with all the things that have been going on, more and more people are asking, questioning, where is the love? Where do we as Unitarian Universalists look towards to for guidance? Is it from one another, God, our goddess, our faith? The good news is that there is guidance and help from each other and with the God or goddess of our own choosing. When we do this, we are demonstrating real love towards humanity and giving the opportunity to all to respond in an appropriate way. So where is the love? Where do you find the love? And where can we find it? Well, I can tell you where we won't find it. This events from the past year, Paris terrorist attacks, Muslim doing simple prayers in Castro Valley, migrant crisis of Europe, just to name a few things. Let's pause and think for a moment or two of the wise words both sung and written and spoken by Bill and Sarah. Some people find love from the Bible. There's a particular verse in mind. It's, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." John 3:16. But this is not just love which is in words, but it's in how we demonstrate real love, which we may encounter and embrace as a reality in our own lives. The Bible also says, "No man or woman has greater love than this, that he or she should lay down their life for their friends." And some people find love in love songs, like the song that Sarah did. There are only so many love songs someone can write to truly show real love and emotion to one another. And we see that we live in a world under the grasp of something evil, but underneath it all, we do find love. Plain and simple, love is found everywhere, in places we least expect it, in one another. I mean that really, we find that in each other. I can admit that loving the whole world is a hard thing to do, but we face it every day when we get up in the morning, getting ready for work, doing daily errands, etc., etc. If we can manage a little bit of hope and love in each other, I think we can manage hope and love with the rest of the world. Some may think that love is not an easy thing to do, but I can tell you right now it's a lot better than hate. A Spanish philosopher once said, it is sad not to be loved, but it is much sadder not to be able to love. But we can be loved and love at the same time. Love is not static, nor is it self-centered. It reaches out and draws others in. When you love someone dearly, you are willing to give it freely. I have three quotes from John Lennon. If someone thinks that peace and love are just a cliche that must have been left behind in the 60s, that's a problem. Peace and love are eternal. Second one, love is a promise. Love is a souvenir. Once given, never forgotten. Never let it disappear. And then the third quote, love is like a flower. You've got to let it grow. So to all of you, where is the love? Love is from within. Allow love to be your guidance. Make your love a prayer. Make your love a prayer for peace for the world. And most importantly, embrace it. Look to one another and look within. And it wouldn't hurt to look toward God, Goddess, where eternal life starts today with the greatest gift of all. And that greatest gift is love. So the next time you see someone that feels like the world is losing its grip on love, give that special someone some encouragement, maybe with a hug or a smile. because you never know, that person might turn to someone else and reciprocate it, and so on and so on. The love and the guidance is right in front of you. Make love your prayer, encounter and embrace it. The Black Eyed Peas ask, where is the love? It's right in here. I make it so.